paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau is Steve Burness. He joins us every week at this time to warn us about all sorts of scams and spam. And May 1st, tomorrow, that means it's a moving day for so many around here. And the scammers are out, aren't they, Steve?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me again today. Yeah, the scammers always out. It's a perennial problem at the BBB. So we just want to be consumers aware there are great movers out there, but unfortunately there's been some bad movers and bad businesses that take advantage of consumers. So with May 1st being the usually the start of the moving season, we just want consumers to be forewarned about that, to be careful in dealing with movers and make sure that they, you know, get everything from them in writing. How much the cost would be. And, you know, sometimes a lot of complaints at the BBB is that bait and switch. So they kind of give you that low ball amount, and then they get there, and then they look at everything, and they put everything on the truck. They say, oh, you owe us money. And then they're not going to give you your items or move your items until you pay more. So you just got to make some checking on these movers and make sure that they're licensed as well and do some digging on them.
And if the truck is a refurbished Good Humor vehicle, you really need to be careful. Let's talk about something else that happens this time of year, lawn and garden scams. What are you hearing, Steve?
Well, what we're seeing at the BBB is you get these calls from consumers, door-to-door people that happen to be in a neighborhood, Bob, or they happen to be down the street. They want to take advantage of the situation. Again, this is a typical perennial problem that happens for us at the BBB in the springtime. These lawn care services asking for upfront money, they never come back. And as we talk about all the time, Bob, is if somebody comes to your house to sell you something, you never do business with them right away because you have to do your homework on them, just check on their references and their background. But more importantly, you want two or three bids. So these individuals say they happen to be down the street and it's a low deal and you have to do it today. They don't want you to check them out or do any research on them. They just want you to give money, and especially if you give them cash, that's obviously something you don't want to do. So it's concerning landscaping companies, the lawn maintenance companies, sprinkling systems. So there's always bad actors in every industry, as we all know, but just make sure you plan ahead, and ask for advice and know what you're getting yourself into and what you're buying and do some research and getting two or three bids. That will help you tremendously because everybody has a little bit of different services, we know, and always stay away from those driveway scams where they say they happen to be down the street and they can fix your driveway. Most times, throw some tar on it and run away and never come back.
Yeah, like Lieutenant Columbo, I just happen to be in the neighborhood. Is the Better Business Bureau still getting reports about these fake texts from the Geek Squad? Well, it's supposed to be from the Geek Squad, but it isn't, is it?
It's not from the Geek Squad. Yes, we're getting an increase. And actually, I got three or four in one day last week, Bob. All these scammers kind of use these well-known companies to make it look like it's come from them. But the Better Business Bureau has seen a surge in the ones actually allegedly coming from, Geek Squad. So if you look closely, as we talk about, Bob, look closely, you'll see it's not coming from them. It's coming from a Gmail account or something like that. And again, as we talk about, Bob, time and time again, if somebody, wants you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that's the tip-off to the rip-off. And don't click on those links and don't do anything quickly without doing some homework and research on them, especially if they say you owe money or that you got to renew this contract. You know nothing about them, Bob.
And finally, I guess it was only a matter of time before AI got involved in some scams. And this is about supposedly a missing dog, isn't it?
Yeah, we're seeing this now. AI is taking over the world in so many ways, and it's taking over the scams as well. And it seems to be that they're just saying that they have this missing dog. They using AI. And sometimes they're, posing as local humane societies or animal control officers, calling pet owners that have lost the pets, telling them that they have found the pets and asking for an immediate payment over the phone. This is so disheartening, Bob. Think about it. People are sick over losing their dog or missing dog is lost. And now that these scammers are using AI to say they're official from the Humane Society or Animal Control, they have the dog, but they need payment first. And that's unfortunate. And a lot of times the caller ID is you know, is altered, Bob, as we talk about quite often. So it may look like it's coming from a local animal shelter or a control center, when it's actually coming from a scammer. So these are relentless, heartless individuals that are taking advantage of consumers in so many ways, Bob.
Scary stuff. More at the Better Business Bureau website, BBB.org. And also we should mention that there are some very good businesses in this area, and you give them publicity on your site too, don't you?
We do. We actually do reports on all types of companies, but we have BBB accredited businesses that meet our standards. So we actually, the Better Business Bureau is a referral agency. I think most consumers don't realize that. You can call us, get a listing of contractors or businesses in a specific industry, or request a quote. I use that all the time personally, request a quote. When you need something done at your house, go to your BBB website, and they'll send quote to all of our accredited businesses that area, in your area. And it's at no charge to consumers. But, yeah, check with the Better Business Bureau first. That's my biggest frustration, Bob, and almost my 39-year career almost, is that consumers call us after when it's too late. We can help you steer you to great companies and deal with companies and stay away from those companies that have those bad ratings.
That's a great tip, BBB.org. Steve Burness, thank you. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.